It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Ruth K. Jones wrote a beautiful song many years ago, and it was titled In Times Like These. Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 that these are perilous times. We live in perilous times. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, the latter times. And I believe we're living in the last days, the latter times. Well, the last days of the age before Christ comes again, and we are living in that time, and we need to have an understanding of the times. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, it talks about that, of understanding the times. And today I'd like for us to look in this section of Scripture that we're going to look in several different sections of Scripture. But I want you to know that in times like these. Now, this old song was written many years ago, and I'm sure that when Mrs. Jones wrote this song that times were bad. But how much worse could it be today? It has to be much worse today than it even was back then. Well, notice with me, if you would, that as the song says, we in times like these, I want you to know that you need a Savior. Why do you need a Savior? It's because you are a sinner. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why do you need a Savior? And secondly, because you are lost. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You need a Savior today because you are under God's condemnation and wrath. In John chapter 3 and verse 18, it says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Some people get in their minds that one of these days they're going to stand before God, and he's going to make a judgment at that time as to whether a person goes to heaven or hell. As that person stands there, they think that their good works are going to save them. And as they stand there, they think that, well, you know, I've been pretty good throughout my life. And, I'm going to wait until that time to see what God has to say about me when I stand before him. Well, the Bible in that verse that I just read says you're condemned already if you've not believed in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, if you've not trusted him as your Savior. Verse 36 of John chapter 3 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Well, the Bible is plain. The person doesn't have to wait to stand before the judgment of God at the white throne judgment to be judged, because if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, you're judged already as guilty. Why do you need a Savior? Because you are dead in your sins. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. People who are saved, they have been forgiven of their trespasses, their sins. They've been quickened. In other words, they've been made alive, according to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. You need a Savior because you're on your way to hell. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28, it says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And we read further in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. If you've never trusted Christ, you're going to hell. Thank God, a Savior has been provided according to the Scriptures. People don't have to go to hell. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him, that's Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And then in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 it says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. The Bible tells us that Jesus must be received. In John chapter 1 and verse 12 it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Acts chapter 16 and verse 30 and 31, the Philippian jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We don't have the promise of tomorrow in this life. Today is the day of salvation. Many people will step out into eternity, possibly as they listen to this program today or this message that's going forth. They don't have to go into eternity without Jesus Christ. They can be saved by trusting him and asking him, Lord, forgive me my sin. I want to be saved and go to heaven. Well, in times like these, you not only need a Savior, but you also need security. The song says, you need an anchor. And this means anything steady or secure. And thank God we have an anchor. In Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 20, it says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That means God can't change, that he made an oath. It says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the forerunner, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Well, we have an anchor today, and that anchor is Jesus Christ. We have the security that we need in Jesus Christ. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3 says this, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shaketh the swelling thereof, Selah. And of course, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39 says that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, according to the verses there in Romans chapter 8. We have security today. We have the anchor. We have Jesus Christ if we've trusted him as our Savior. And 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12 says, for the which cause, Paul says, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. We have an anchor. We have security if Jesus is our Savior. And I want you to notice that in times like these, you need the Scriptures. The words of the song say this, you need the Bible. Now, we have been told concerning the Bible to know it in our head. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to stow it in our heart. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 4 says, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. We need to let the word of God, we need to show it in our life. John 13, 17, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. James 1, 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We need the word of God, and we need to hide that word in our hearts. We need to have it so that we can be able to share it with other people in this world to tell them how that they can go to heaven. And we need the word to encourage our hearts and to let us know that one day we're going to see Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're going to see Him face to face. Well, in times like these, you need service. Mrs. Jones, who wrote this song in times like these, she's written, "Oh, be not idle." And surely in the light of the soon return of Jesus Christ, we should be serving the Lord in truth with all of our hearts. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24, it says, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you." That word fear doesn't mean that you're shaking and trembling and you're afraid God's going to kill you. It means that you have a reverential belief in God, that He is the one who has saved you. You have that fear of the Lord, of knowing that He could have sent you to hell, but thank God He's become your heavenly Father by trusting Jesus as your Savior. We need to serve Him in spirit and in truth. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24, it says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." In times like these, as I look around, how much worse could it get? But I know the Bible says that it's going to get much worse in the days ahead. And so you and I need to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Thank God I know Him today. Do you? Do you know Him as Savior? If not, you need to trust Him right now and ask Him to come into your heart. In times like these, you need Christ more than ever. Times are rough. Times are hard. In times like these, you need a Savior. You need an anchor. You need the Word of God. And you need to hide the Word in your heart. And that Word, first of all, the Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that Word, of course, He is Jesus Christ. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. So we first receive the living Word, Jesus, as our Savior. And then we hide His Word in our hearts, so that we can live a victorious Christian life, so we can help others find Jesus as Lord and Savior. Do you know Him today in times like these? Do you know Him? Because in times like these, you need a Savior. You need an anchor. Trust Him today. And if you are a saved person on your way to heaven, you need to live like it. And you need to let Jesus Christ, the light of this world, shine through you to help others know Him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.